That testimony from potential players in the case could reach to the highest levels of state government. Representative Julie Lassa is suing political operative Todd Rongstad for defamation over his November mailer linking her to Chuck Quola. Rongstad has testified he alone was responsible for the mailer, but he's already been found in contempt of court for failing to hand over information relating to the anti-Lassa piece. Now Lassa's attorney, Ed Garvey, wants details from other people.
Who else was involved? It's not credible to believe that Mr. Rongstad woke up one morning and said, I'm going to get a postcard together against Julie Lassa, get a photo from the assembly photographer, put it together in 3 days and mail it to 10,000 people because I want to educate the people of that district about Chuck Quola.
Among those expected to be deposed by Lassa's attorneys, Alex Paul. He ran against Lassa in the Senate primary and lost. He admits paying $7,500 to a former law school classmate who gave the money to Rongstad. Alex Paul and his family also contributed more than $50,000 to Jim Doyle's gubernatorial campaign. And Jim Doyle endorsed Alex Paul in his race against Julie Lassa. Paul's attorney, Robert Friebert, won't say what his client knew about the allegedly defamatory mailer aimed at his future opponent.
We'll find out what he knew when he's deposed.
Lassa's attorneys say they also expect to depose the man who ran Governor Doyle's campaign, because that political strategist also ran Alex Paul's campaign, as well as Kevin Schabelsky's campaign for lieutenant governor. Here's what Ed Garvey wants to know.
Who designed the card? Who decided to target Julie Lassa? Who came up with the language, the picture, and all the rest of it, which seemed clearly designed to hurt her efforts to consider running for the state Senate?
Kevin Schabelsky vacated the 24th District Senate seat to become the governor's Secretary of Tourism. Schabelsky resigned as secretary this month, saying he is pursuing another opportunity. His office says he will announce what that opportunity is shortly. Lassa's attorneys say Schabelsky could also be on the deposition witness list. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.